Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 15 to 18. Moses' Song, part 3. We have seen how in this song that the Hebrews will be singing to themselves in the years that lie ahead, God has been drawing their attention to how much he has blessed them, how much he has provided for them, what privilege he has laid upon this special people, and how he had nourished them and fed them and kept them and prospered them. But then this is a rebuking song. This is a challenging song. This is a convicting song, because God knows that Israel, the Hebrew people, will very soon corrupt themselves. And this is in the song as well, that they're a foolish, an unwise people, and so on. And God here in these verses, 15 to 18, makes them spell out how this came about. Jeshurun, that's a word for Israel. Israel, Jeshurun, grew fat. God prospered them. They fed well. They were settled in the land. Jeshurun grew fat and kicked, filled with food. He became heavy and sleek. He abandoned the God who made him and rejected the rock, his Savior. What a solemn thought. Hear them singing this to each other. This is what we have done, my brothers and sisters. We have rejected the God, our God, the rock, our Savior. We've rejected, we've abandoned the God who made us. They made him jealous with their foreign gods. This is historically, looking back, and they were doing it in their own generation, and angered him with their detestable idols. They sacrificed to demons, which are not God. Gods they had not known. Gods that recently appeared. Novelties. Gods your fathers did not fear. You deserted. There's another strong word. The rock who fathered you. You forgot. There's another strong word. The God who gave you birth. Deuteronomy 32, 15 to 18. Israel so signally blessed. What a fall. What a disaster. What a catastrophe. Here it is predicted, and even now in their song, they're being rebuked for it. This is not history, although it's written in the past tense. This is prophecy. This is their present experience looking down the centuries. This is the utter certainty in the future for Israel. They grew fat and sleek and heavy and satiated. They became prosperous. They became smug. They became self-satisfied, and therefore they abandoned and rejected God. They who owed so much to this God, what a privilege to be the people of the living God. He had organized the whole nations for them, and now they were rejecting him. And they'd gone to pagans, to pagan gods, to foreign gods, novelties, detestable demons. As I say, these novelties. They had deserted God. They have forgot God. What a catalogue is this sin. What a dreadful record is being spelled out here. What a warning for them. But my friend, is it not a warning for us? Is it not a warning for us in our generation? Our songs today in the churches are often so jolly and fun and pleasant and smooth and sweet and sentimental. But we need to be rebuked by these words. We need to face up to our sins. We need to be challenged. This is not a diatribe from a prophet. This is a song that these Hebrew people are going to sing for themselves. Surely we need God to come by his Spirit and awaken our hearts. We need a John the Baptist, as it were, to come and awaken us to repentance. I feel so. Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. Is there anything like this in our lives? Filled with food, self-contented, smug, proud. We can manage on our own. We've got our systems. We've got it all worked out. We've gone to these novelties. We've gone to these gods. Oh, don't say, well, we don't worship demons and all the rest of it. But are we not guilty? of deserting the Lord our God. I fear so. Alarmist, alarmist. No, I don't think so. I think we need to seriously consider these things are written for our learning, and all Scripture is profitable. May God speak to us and challenge us and show us and give us his mind. For Christ's sake. Amen.